About 30% of condominiums in the city of North Vancouver are owned by investors who don't live there, according to recent statistics on investment properties released by Statistics Canada. And among condos built between 2016 and 2020, that percentage is significantly higher, with 48% of condos built in North Vancouver and 50% of condos built in West Vancouver owned by investors. The statistics come from a recent analysis of data on investment properties by Andy Yan, adjunct professor of urban studies at Simon Fraser University and director of SFU's City Program. Overall, the North Shore's proportion of properties owned by investors in 2020 was comparable to the rest of Metro Vancouver, according to Yan's analysis. Chart showing percentages of investor owners by property type on the North Shore, based on data from Statistics Canada. Andy Yan, SFU City Program. City has highest percentage of investor-owned condos. About 25% of total properties in the city of North Vancouver and 23% of properties in the district of West Vancouver are investor-owned, compared to 22% in Metro Vancouver overall. The district of North Vancouver had the lowest percentage of properties owned by investors on the North Shore at 12%. Those figures varied by type of housing. Condos were most likely to be owned by investors throughout the region, with 34% owned by people who didn't live in them across Metro Vancouver. On the North Shore, 30% of condos in the city of North Vancouver are investor-owned, while 23% in the district of North Vancouver and 21% are owned by investors in West Vancouver. Yet far more condos built in the past 15 years were likely to be owned by investors. Half of the condos built in West Vancouver between 2016 and 2020 were investor-owned, while 48% of those built in the city of North Vancouver were investor-owned. In contrast, among condos built between 1991 and 2000, less than half that number were investor-owned. It gives you a sense of what's driving condo building, said Yan. Condos on the North Shore built before 1980 are also more likely to be investor-owned. Yan said it's possible that's because there weren't many condos built then. Condominiums really were not that popular until the 1980s, he said. Chart showing percentage of condo investor owners by period of construction on the North Shore, based on data from Statistics Canada. Andy Yan, SFU City Program. 19% of single-family homes investor owned in West Vancouver also had a much higher proportion of single-family homes owned by people who don't live there, 19%, than Metro Vancouver overall, where 13% of detached homes were owned by investors. In the city of North Vancouver, 15% of detached homes were owned by investors, while that number was just 9% of single-family homes in the district of North Vancouver. One thing the statistics don't reveal is how many of those investor-owned properties are being rented out to long-term tenants, how many are being left empty or used occasionally by owners, and how many are being used as short-term rentals. Those answers are key to housing policies ranging from the speculation and vacancy tax to new laws allowing rentals in all strata apartment buildings, said Yan. Investor-owned condos can provide an important part of the rental market, but those apartments also tend to be more expensive and more precarious than purpose-built rentals, said Yan. Investors can also overheat the market and outcompete renters hoping to move into the housing market, said Yan. According to Statistics Canada, the proportion of investors among owners varied from 20.2% in Ontario to 31.5% in Nova Scotia. Just under 1 in 5 properties was used as an investment in British Columbia, Manitoba, Ontario, New Brunswick and Nova Scotia combined. Condominium apartments were used as an investment more often than houses. Ontario topped the list with the highest rate of condominium apartments used as an investment, at just under 42%. Just be glad you don't live in London, Ontario, said Yan. 87% of condos there are owned by investors. Increase in investor purchases during first half of 2021. According to a report on investor owners by Statistics Canada, the Bank of Canada found an increase in the proportion of purchases by investors in Canada in the first half of 2021. The Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation also surveyed investor owners. They found that 48.4% of investors in 2015 stated that their secondary unit was rented out, while 42% stated that they or a family member were using the unit. In general, studies found that an increase in the percentage of homes purchased by investors in a particular area led to higher prices in that market. Yan noted the data that went into the Statistics Canada report all came from the period before the pandemic, and the real estate boom and trends of moving away from urban cores that happened in 2020 and 2021 could have changed patterns of investor ownership. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.